WildTalkRadio.com.
You
gotta talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game,
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it.
We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
What?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Sense.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down. Stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night, you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Wild People that have that vote at greaterthangreatdebate.com. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button that is directly below the screen. You can also use credit card rocks like the Fortnite Time Shop because hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the one, the only, the intern, King Kittens. We also have the X-Core Soldier himself, Subway. Cat, cool. We don't have the X-Core Soldier himself, Subway. Cool.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Not much. Hopefully everyone out there is enjoying their day, enjoying their time, because today is a very important day. Do we all know what today is?
Yep.
What?
The day somebody got pinned after forever.
No. That's wrong. That's incorrect. That's not what today is. Today is... God, their song is extremely loud. It's Canada Day.
Oh.
It's Canada Day. So happy Canada Day to people out there in Canada. Because there are people out there who are from Canada that listen to this show. And are a part of this network. So happy Canada Day. To all the people who celebrate. We here in the States will be celebrating Independence Day on Tuesday. So you can mock us then. Because, you know, we all mock Canada in general. Anyway, tonight, in celebration of Canada Day, we are doing the Greater Than Great debate on Canadian creations that do not include human beings like Bret the Hitman Hart.
Boo.
I know Brent's very upset about that. He's very upset about that. But I saw something as we were going on the air, and if I'm jumping the gun on the intern's corner, I'm sorry. But I saw it on the Twitters. Okay. That are kind of working at the moment. Let's see. It was 38 years ago, on July 1st, 1985, Nickelodeon launched Nick at Night.
Oh.
Well, 39. I guess it's 39. The tweet says 38 years ago, so I'm just reading what the tweet says. It would be 38. Yeah, it would be 38. Why would you say 39? It's 38. I knew it was right. 38 years ago, Nick at Night. All the reruns, some of your favorite programming of all time. I liked Nick at Night growing up. Good extension to Nickelodeon. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't remember if anyone got slimed that day, but here we are. But I saw that as we were going there. I was like, oh, that's an interesting factoid to mention to the people on the internet. But yeah, today's Twitter's been a mess, Brent.
Yeah, Twitter's been a fucking dumpster fire.
Between tweet limits and what you could read to him DDoSing himself. I think that's my favorite part of the whole Twitter thing is he DDoSed his own site because he didn't want people who did not log in to read the account, read Twitter. Congrats for not being limited, because you'd be one of the only few, but it's cleared up now, but earlier this morning, I was like, everyone is limited. What they can read. So, another thing that happened this weekend, I don't know if this is the insurance quarter, because this is not a history item, this is a news item. Did you hear that Among Us is getting a TV show?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, they've been picked up for a television show. I don't know how that's going to work, though.
Who has been picked up for a TV show?
The video game Among Us. They're making an animated television show.
Animated. They got a lot more leeway with. But what's Among Us about? Is that a zombie one?
No.
Go ahead. You're in space. So you're essentially an entire crew of a ship, and you're all different colors.
And somebody's the saboteur.
Yeah, someone's an imposter, and they're trying to kill the rest of the crew.
Yeah, it'll be like a murder mystery type, like who's the saboteur, what's the popular game we used to all play, Clue? Just in space. It'll be like a space station, and I bet they could do. I mean, I could see that'd be kind of cool because if they did like 2-3 episodes, and then maybe it goes to like another space station and a whole nother cast and a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? And like you could kind of like, that would be your fucking job. Now you're trying to figure out who it is, you know?
But I don't know if them creating the drama is what will make it interesting, because what made Among Us popular is how the groups of people would put together to play the game. So I don't know if you turning it into its own television show will translate it because that's a scripted environment rather than here's 8 streamers playing the video game that made it very popular all around the world, where they were the ones creating the content, and that is what boosted the popularity and made it a worldwide sensation for everyone basically to play at times. I don't know if it will translate over, because in 2020 they had nearly 500 million active players, 4 billion views on Twitter, on YouTube, and 1.22 billion views on Twitch. That's when the game was at its pod.
What if what if it's a show about people playing the game?
But I don't know if that would work if it's because it's an animated television show.
It's kind of really what direction they're going. I mean, I think they'll go the sorry, Kitty. I think they'll go the old boring fashion way and just try to make it a spy filler. But the animated, like I said, you know, they can pretty much do anything they want with the animated. Easier, you know, than having to film shit. So
yeah, I don't know. Not sure that it's
worth a TV show.
Speaking of television shows, it was announced a couple weeks ago that Pat Sajak is wrapping up Wheel of Fortune this season.
Yeah, I saw that too.
In his replacement will be Ryan Seacrest. I don't know. Ryan Seacrest is the one I thought would be the one to replace Pat Sajak.
I don't even know what that guy does.
You don't know who Ryan Seacrest is?
The name's familiar, but.
This is American Idol.
Hosted the New Year's Eve thing for Dick Clark now, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess he's been around a while. I mean, maybe he's a little older. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the guy, so I can't really.
I feel like he's a very temporary solution for the gig. I mean, he'll be okay, but I don't know if it's the right move. It just feels weird. Like, he just does, you know, all these different shows, I guess. Here we are. Things are getting changed up. I don't know if it's for the good or the bad, but here we be. So, with that all out of the way, a little bit of news and tidbits and stuff, it's time to be educated in what we like to call the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, educate us.
All right, so first up, we have our notable dates from wrestling history. First up, June 27th, 1998, RVD and Sabu become the ECW Tag Team Champions when they beat Lance Storm and Chris Candido. June 27th, 2004, so a couple years later, JBL became the WWE Champion at the Great American Bash. And at the same event, The Undertaker got rid of his longtime manager, Paul Bearer, by burying him in concrete.
Interesting.
Yep. June 27th, 2011, some guy named Phil decided to sit cross-legged on the rampway and deliver some kind of speech. Nothing really came from it.
When you look back at it and you rewatch it, it comes off way more scripted now than it did back then when you really look at it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's the time difference, too. Like, our mentality of now, of like, it wasn't as shocking watching it now
than it was. It's not about the shock value. It's you just look at the production of it and all the...
That's what I'm saying. You're more aware now. You're like, you're really sharp at catching that stuff. And it was different for the time. You know what I'm saying? Sure. It wasn't the normal.
You know, but you look with all the camera things and all the things that came out of it, the story.
The microphone never cutting out, you know, until the very end.
Well, that was my big thing is like, dude, you know Vince can cut that mic at any time. He did it to people before.
Yeah, so here we are. All right, continue.
June 28th, 1998, King of the Ring took place. Ken Shamrock won King of the Ring, and nothing else happened at that event. Nothing at all, except for, you know, two guys almost killing each other in a Hell in a Cell match. Well, one guy almost getting killed in a Hell in a Cell match, I should say. For those who don't understand, it's Taker Mankind. June 29th, 2008, Night of Champions. Legacy debuted when Cody turned his back on his tag team partner, Holly, to win the tag team titles that he already had. June 29th, 2014, Seth Rollins and John Cena won their respective Money in the Bank matches and cases. And finally, June 30th, 2008, CM Punk cashes in his Money in the Bank contract on Edge to win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Okay.
So now we've got celebrity birthdays. First up, there's no real good way of introducing her. It's Khloe Kardashian.
Who is Khloe married to?
Khloe was married to... She was married to Tristan Thompson.
Was she the one with Lamar Odom?
Yes.
Okay. 39? Sub?
What did you say? 30 what?
39.
Oh, I heard you say 30, and that's all. I never heard nothing after that. I'll go 40.
39. Next up, he's a director. He's an actor. His most notable movies are things like Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, Dracula Dead and Loving It, and Robin Hood Men in Tights, as well as History of the World Part 1 and 2 on, I believe, Hulu. Mel Brooks.
Oh, God.
95?
I'll say 98.
97.
Chat was way off with 82.
Next up, she's known for a few things. She's a television actress. She also is a other type of actress due to a certain tape being released with her drummer husband at the time. From Baywatch, Pamela Anderson.
51?
God damn it, 50.
56.
Oh.
All right, three more. First up, from Saturday Night Live and Tommy Boy and the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd.
70?
No Patty Shack, no Ghostbusters.
Again, 70?
I'm going to say 60.
He is 71. Next up, we've got, she's going to be starring in a big summer movie this year. She's part of Wolf of Wall Street. She's Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad series, and she will be in Barbie, Margot Robbie.
34.
35.
33.
Matt, you've been way off all night with your pants. You're like 8 years off on everyone. All right, next.
And finally, she was a child star. She kind of was a wild child immediately after. It's the Disney girl, Lindsay Lohan.
Mother-to-be.
Oh, God.
You know that. 37, I guess?
35.
37. And finally, we have our movie of the week, which, in anticipation for what's coming up this week, Independence Day from 1996. So we've got, according to producer and co-writer Dean Devlin, the U.S. military had agreed to support the film by allowing the crew to film at military bases, consulting the actors who have military roles, etc. However, after learning of Area 51's reference in the script, they withdrew their support.
Nice.
This movie holds the record for most miniature model work to appear in one film. Model shop supervisor Michael Joyce estimated that more miniatures were used in this film than in any other two films combined. Due to the advances in digital technology since the film's release, most experts believe that this record will now stand forever.
Okay.
Dean Devlin has said that most of the dialogue scenes that Jeff Goldblum shared with Judd Hirsch and Will Smith were improvised. The huge hype that this film began generating in early 1996 caused Warner Brothers to postpone the release of Mars Attacks from summer into Christmas, and then Steven Spielberg temporarily canceled his plans for the War of the World movie, which eventually came out in 2005. Dean Devlin wanted the alien invasion to be on a grand scale because he disliked how in the movies alien invasions always happened in a low-key manner, such as landing in cornfields, etc.
Okay.
Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich penned the script in 4 weeks. It was sent out on a Thursday, and they started fielding offers the next day. By Monday, they were in pre-production already.
That's quick for a movie.
Mm-hmm. Except for the biplane during the crop dusting scene, any plane seen in the movie in this film were either models or computer-generated effects.
Interesting.
And then finally, when Dean Devlin first pitched the script to 20th Century Fox, it was described as War of the Worlds meets Pulp Fiction, which immediately interested the studios. And this is the Intern's Corner.
Interesting. So, Seb, have you played the new AEW video game?
Nope.
So, Sub... Have you?
Yeah, I have.
All right, I'm giving you five minutes. Give me your thoughts.
It's hard to compare because 2K is really good. Like, so I'm trying to think of it on its own scale. I think the matches sometimes are a little too quick and they're kind of clunky. You know, the dynamics of it and stuff. It is a bit fun. I like the mini games. I was kind of digging on story mode path where you gotta, you know, like eat and you meet the people and, I don't know. I mean, it's not as good as I was hoping it was gonna be so far. $70, like, you know, it probably could have been a nice $50 game or something, you know, 40. Lot of work, very limited on like the customization. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't hate it, but I haven't been obsessed with playing it. You know what I'm saying? What else was it? I did have fun with the exploding barbed wire. I did make a character. I might make, you know, like another character too, you know, not too much to work with there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is, you know, for a first crack at it. I think they could have did better, but hopefully, you know, moving forward, they, you know, kind of listen to what everybody says. I mean, I know some people were loving it, but I just found it took a minute for me to get used to the controls, and it kind of didn't feel as smooth. It kind of, and I guess that's supposed to have been that arcade feel, like the more reckless type of action and stuff. I don't know. Maybe I need to play with like other people or something, you know, to have a little bit more fun with it, you know?
So, what do you mean by going forward? That's what I want to know your feedback on. Going forward, what about it?
I know there's DLC coming and they'll probably, like, you know, do some patches or whatever, but I'm like talking about if they make another game, say, in a year or two. like, you know what I'm saying? Like the next one, hopefully they do a little bit more serious.
But this is the game that they wanted to make. It's called Fight Forever because this is supposed to be the long-term game. There isn't supposed to be a second to this. This is supposed to evolve if it makes money. So it's like...
Okay, so, like, Ryan. I mean, they definitely got it. It was very, like, there was a lot of limitations. There wasn't a ton of moves and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's been 3 years in the making.
Right. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like I said, I'm not complaining. Like, it was hard. It's hard playing WWE. That game has got so much to it. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, so in-depth.
But I want to take away from comparing it to WWE for a second, right?
And I know, I'm going to pose
a scenario to you. Just think about any video game you play these days, and when it's out comes out, right? There should be more. All these games come out with a lot to it.
Yes.
This, in general, is lacking content in general. Just compare it to a normal video game that you download. It just lacks something. And in 2023, you need to make the impression, a good first impression. And if people are, the things I've seen mostly praised were the gameplay they've nailed. If that's the sort of gameplay you want.
Right.
But if you're reviewing the game and the people who were talking about are reviewing the game, you've played it a few times through, a month from now, are you going to still play the same button mashing maneuvers that are punch, kick, slap? There's not a lot of moves to the game.
100% agree. I guess exactly what you're saying. Like, is it, and that's what I kind of felt like, am I going to get to a point where, okay, I played everybody, I ran through the thing, played all the matches, and there's no... Right.
Is a 30-man online battle royale going to enhance your experience in playing this game?
Not for a long term, no. I mean, I don't know if I would want to play with 30 people online.
Has 30 people online outside of playing like COD or Fortnite ever worked?
It barely works with 8.
Yeah, 2K, right.
Yeah.
You're going to, like, the Stadium Stampede is supposed to be a 30-man battle royale. Whatever that means in a wrestling genre. What do you think a battle royale would be in wrestling?
A battle royale? That's 30 people in the ring at one time, and you throw them all, you know, you work your way down until one person remains.
But it's the Spring Stampede, or not Spring Stampede, Stadium Stampede. So it's, you're fighting everywhere. It's not a ring.
Right. So it's 30 competitors all fighting at the same time just throughout the stadium?
That's what it seems like it's going to be. Does that inspire confidence in this game?
I mean, it's creative, I guess, if it worked. I mean, but yeah, it was like when you explained it about the whole long term of it, like, you can only do so much. So that, like I said, that would be one of them things like, okay, I might have fun with this a few times, get some friends together. And then after that, what? Like,
I've said this from the beginning. This video game will be a great party game.
Yeah.
But you gotta get past, but you can't always have it as a party game, you know?
I mean, what they tried to do, bringing back the old school, like, you know, like you said, I know some people that, oh my God, this is like playing the old, and they love that aspect, but I think the going the old school style with it, not a smart move in 2023. It's like, not where gaming is going.
Like, even just the menu, like, it just, they went too old.
Right. They tried to, it just, like, dude. You might as well just let us use two buttons, A and B, and one joystick. Because that's what it felt like. Old video game.
It feels it's a game. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It'd be fun
to pick up from time to time, but you're not going to sit there and spend serious time on it and
Especially when they give you weekly and daily challenges to play things. And like, I'm not. To unlock Owen Hart, you have to play 100 singles matches.
See, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like they're...
That's a little...
They're, And based on reviews, it hasn't been received as probably positively as they had hoped.
No, not even close.
I don't think so. I mean, I think it did okay. Like, it did good. Like, the launch, I think money-wise, they should be okay, but I don't think it's
gonna... No, I've heard there's supply chain issues from this. Like, they did not make enough games.
Well,
and not in a good way. Like, they just undersold themselves.
What, in terms of physical?
Yeah, that's the rumor I've heard.
Well, physical is... Who buys physical
these days?
Like, that's the thing. Who buys physical copies of the game these days?
True, but the other problem with this is when IGN gives them, what, 6, I think, Rock? Is that what that one review was?
It was, yes.
So IGN gives them a 6. IGN's a pretty good, you know, level of...
A good barometer of...
A good barometer of just general gaming, and they give it basically a D. Desirto, which is another big gaming site, gave them a 4.
Yeah.
And for the most part, when people review the game, and you guys have touched on this a little bit, when people talk about the game, they're not saying, my God, it's great gameplay. They're going, the gameplay is eh. It feels outdated already. And not just because it models after No Mercy. It's because characters in the game are in feuds and they even look like they did 2 years ago. That's not good. It shows how dated this game really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be reliant on, we have to keep pumping out DLC to get people who, you know, someone brought up a point of like Tony Storm and Daniel Garcia have been with this company for a while.
Yeah.
And they couldn't make it in the game. They now have to be DLC, even though they've been with the company for almost 2 years.
Well, what about like the Acclaim and the Guns and, what's it, Garrison and Pillman Jr., all the tag teams that are missing that have been there, you know, like day one. But then you made sure you had like Ruby Riot in it and Adamadon or whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, I wasn't, the roster kind of was very confusing and I was really pissed that Brody Lee wasn't in it. I was really hoping he was going to be in it.
Oh, no.
He is.
You have to
unlock him. He's in a Road to Elite path.
Oh, okay. But there was a lot of people missing that have been with the company forever. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just a little bit mad that I paid the full money to get hit like a day early or whatever. And
did you get the season pass with it or no?
What's that?
Did you get the season pass?
Yes, I got the whole whatever that little deluxe version was, pass and all the DLC and yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, I was a little bit kind of like, damn, this could have been a whole lot better. But what can you do, you know?
True. All right, with that, let's get to the debate.
It is time for the Great and the Great Debate.
So in honor of Canada and A, we're doing Canadian Creations.
All right, let me get to pull this tournament. Give me a minute. Search name. Canada. Name. There it is, Canadian Creation. It never is like on the first page of tournaments when I go to look it up.
Which is why you should just go to greaterthangreatdebate.com. Makes it easier.
Okay, so Canadian Creations, our first round matchup starts with a snowblower taking on computerized Braille.
Canada gave us something to deal with snow? What? Snowblower.
computerized Braille.
Snowblower.
Moves on, next.
Pager takes on a fathometer.
A pager.
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 Next.
56K modem, instant replay.
The modem, duh.
Replay.
After further review...
Replay, I guess, moves on, next.
Archie, the search engine, takes on a gramophone.
Gramophone.
Archie, give him some love.
Gramophone moves on next.
Poutine, a pitch nut.
What was the first one?
Poutine.
Poontang? I'll take Poontang.
You don't know what poutine is?
I don't know what the nut is either. No, I don't. I'm not Canadian, sorry.
Pitch nut is a game, and poutine is basically fries with gravy and cheese curd on top of it.
Huh.
So gravy fries.
I guess we'll go with the poontang.
Poutine.
Poontang.
Poutine moves on next.
Telephone takes on kerosene.
Kerosene.
The telephone.
Telephone.
Moves on next.
Goalie mask, five-pin bowling.
Hockey.
Mask.
Cujo / goalie mask.
Next.
Ebola vaccine, Capote.
Ebola vaccine.
Vaccine.
Moves on next.
Round two, snowblower takes on a pager.
Pager.
Snowblower.
Blue snowblower. I hardly know.
Snowblower moves on next.
Instant replay, gramophone.
Instant replay. That shit in sport, big time.
Replay.
After careful review.
Replay moves on next.
Poutine, telephone. Everyone will be back in. Be back in just a minute.
What'd you say, Seb? Poutine?
Poutine.
Well, we can't move on, so we'll just get some votes. Goalie mask or Ebola vaccine? Goalie mask or...
What's that?
Goalie mask or Ebola vaccine?
Goalie mask.
Move goalie mask on. The snowblower or instant replay?
Instant replay.
And we'll move instant replay on. All right, we're going to keep moving because we can't do anything until he picks one or the other.
I'm back, sorry. I had to run to the restroom.
All right, poutine or telephone?
Telephone.
All right, continue from there.
All right, telephone, goalie mask.
Goalie mask.
Telephone.
I want to say telephone, but I feel it's more Canadian, and the half-Canadian in me wants to vote for the goalie mask.
Then there you go.
Instant replay, goalie mask.
Replay.
Goalie mask.
After further review, we're moving instant replay.
Okay.
All right, back into round number one. Steam-powered foghorn, Yukon Gold potato.
The first one, the foghorn.
Foghorn. Leghorn.
Foghorn moves on next.
Canola oil, maple taffy.
Maple taffy.
Okay, yeah, I'll go maple taffy, why not? And while we wait, oh, maple taffy moves on. Next up, lacrosse, paint roller.
Paint roller.
I'm going to go with lacrosse because it's a sport and people hit each other with sticks. Lacrosse moves on. Next up, the Macintosh apple takes on instant mashed potatoes.
Instant mashed potato.
I'm going to go with the apple because regular mashed potatoes are so much better. And Macintosh apple moves on. Igloos take on the table hockey game.
Table hockey.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with the table hockey because houses made out of ice just does not appeal. All right, table hockey moves on. Next up, IMAX takes on peanut butter.
Wait.
I got to check something out here because I could have sworn 1884 peanut paste. I could have sworn that peanut butter was created by George Washington Carver. I don't know. I'll go IMAX still.
What did Seb go with?
IMAX.
IMAX moves on next.
Abdominizer takes on a G-suit.
G-suit.
I'll go G-suit.
Moving on next.
Just so I don't have to pronounce the other thing. Pizza Pops, a Hawaiian pizza. Okay, fuck Canada. Fuck Canada. Pizza Pops.
Pizza Pops and what?
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza.
Does not move on next.
Yeah, fuck pineapple on pizza. Fucking Canadians. Second round matchup. Steam-powered foghorn, maple taffy.
Maple taffy.
Brent?
Steam-powered foghorn.
Moves on next.
Lacrosse, a Macintosh apple.
Macintosh apple.
Right.
Lacrosse.
Moves on next.
Table hockey game, IMAX.
Hockey.
Table hockey.
IMAX. I'll throw it the pity vote.
Next.
G-suit, pizza pops.
G-suit.
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 Next.
Steam-powered foghorn, lacrosse.
Foghorn.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Moves on next.
Table hockey game, G-suit.
Hockey. Table hockey.
Right.
Table hockey.
Next.
Lacrosse, table hockey.
Table hockey.
Lacrosse.
Table hockey moves on there.
Halfway through, back into the first round matchups, we have a telephone headset taking on a caulking gun.
Headset.
Headset.
Headset. Yeah, one chance for me to say it, folks. A Blackberry taking on an incandescent light bulb.
The first one.
I'll go with the incandescent light bulb, even though the Blackberry was essentially like the first smartphone.
In theory.
In functionality, pretty much, too.
Yeah.
Snowshoes, film colorization.
Film color. Technicolor.
Film color.
Film color.
Who's on next?
Ice hockey, Defendo.
I mean, it's Canada, so hockey.
Defendo.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Next.
Alkaline battery, gas mask.
The battery.
Gas mask.
Gas mask.
Next.
A jockstrap hard cup, a rotary snowplow.
The cup.
Snowplow.
Snowplow. Even though the cup has protected all of us at one time or another.
Next.
It's doing God's work, folks. AM Broadcasting, Uno Dicycle.
Uno Dicycle.
AM Broadcasting.
I'm going to go with the thing that is the spiritual predecessor of this, AM Broadcasting.
Next.
Superman, walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie.
Superman.
Superman's overrated. Walkie-talkie.
Next.
Telephone headset, incandescent light bulb.
The headset.
Light bulb.
The bulb.
Next.
Film colorization, ice hockey.
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 Moves on next.
Gas mask, rotary snowplow.
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 Gas mask.
Snowplow moves on next.
AM broadcasting, walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie.
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
Moves on next.
Incandescent light bulb, ice hockey.
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 Moves on next.
Rotary snowplow, AM broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
Good.
Broadcast.
Sports talk radio.
There you go, next.
Ice hockey, AM broadcasting.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Next.
All right, final set of round number ones. Here we go. Standard time, garbage bag.
Standard,
garbage bag.
Standard time.
Standard time.
Moves on next.
Road lines, lawn sprinkler.
The sprinkler.
Sprinkler.
Road lines.
Sprinkler moves on next.
Beaver tails, baseball.
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 I'm going to go with baseball, even though we all know, Rock, two beavers are better than one.
Especially on Canada Day.
Yep. It's twice the fun. Ask anyone.
Next.
CPR mannequin. A CPR mannequin, a television camera.
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 Next.
Basketball, egg carton.
You know what? Egg carton.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Next.
A quartz clock, snowmobile.
Snowmobile. Snowmobile. Yeah.
I'll go with the quartz clock, thank you very much.
Well, it doesn't move on next.
Yeah, well, you don't know good technology. Trivial Pursuit, Wonder Bra Model 1300.
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
There you go, next. I thought okay. He would. I really thought he was going
to
go.
I want everyone to realize that on CB Radio, the bra did not move on.
I went bra, some went Trivial Pursuit, so.
I was going to go Trivial Pursuit no matter what, because I'm a trivia nerd.
Yeah.
Zen compound steam engine.
Zen.
Zen.
Steam engine.
Zen moves on next.
Standard time, lawn sprinkler.
Lawn sprinkler.
Lawn sprinkler.
I'll go lawn sprinkler because standard time really doesn't apply to me.
Next.
Baseball, television camera.
TV camera.
TV camera.
Baseball.
TV camera moves on next.
Basketball, snowmobile.
Snowmobile.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Moves on next.
Because I live in a desert and fuck snow. Trivial Pursuit, Zen.
Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Next.
Lawn sprinkler, television camera.
Camera.
TV camera.
I don't have a lawn. I live in a desert. Television camera.
But do you have a TV camera, though?
I could get a TV camera. Much better, or much more useful than a lawn sprinkler to me. basketball, Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Pursuit.
You know what? Trivial Pursuit. Basketball's overrated. Especially the NBA. Television camera, Trivial Pursuit.
TV camera.
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Moves on, next.
All right, in our semifinals, we have Instant Replay, Table Hockey.
Instant Replay.
Instant Replay.
Table Hockey.
Replay moves on, next.
Other semifinal, Ice Hockey, Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Hockey.
I want to say Trivial Pursuit, but I'm going to go Hockey. I have to, it's Canada.
Semifinals.
Semifinal. Table hockey game, Trivial Pursuit.
Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
Sub.
Trivial Pursuit.
Alright, main event time.
Instant replay, ice hockey.
Sub.
Instant replay.
Hockey. Burn.
He shoots! He scores! Hey, goalie! You suck!
And hockey is Canada's greatest creation. I think as everyone probably would have thought. Anyway, that'll do it for Super Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, reviewing Money in the Bank. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern, The Rack with Live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Money in the Bank. Coming later this week, The Rack Extra Reviews, AEW Fight Forever. We'll be back next Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, for Fortnite with Friends. Followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio, at Kinkins, at Lone Jumper, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up.
Final thoughts. Hope everybody has a good 4th of July. Be safe. Don't blow your fingers off. Or burn your house down. And we'll see you next week.
Brent.
Yep. Find a way to celebrate America safely. Don't try your hand off like certain football players. Don't go shooting your guns into the air, even though I know people will because they're idiots. And you just take care of yourselves and those around you.
There you go.
And eat plenty of hot dogs.
This has been CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Happy Canada Day. We'll see you next Saturday night. Long the airways at Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.